everybody. Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Chris, and we are here for another edition of the Trivia Trials of Mike Mott. And Mike has slain two beasts already. We're going to see if he can slay two more here tonight. Let's go ahead and meet his contestants. Let's go ahead and meet tonight's contestants, at least. Scratch that edit point, Chris. Let's go ahead and meet tonight's contestants. Starting off in Huntsville, Alabama. Mike, my friend, how you doing? What are you drinking?
Chris, I'm doing well. I had a revelation tonight, and I'm a little slow on the uptake, but my daughter Penny was playing with some of these little Spider-Man figures she has from Spidey and His Amazing Friends, mm-hmm. and she's playing with the Gwen Stacy Ghost Spider figure, and I suddenly realized Gwen Stacy is the Ghost Spider because she's dead. And it was like, that's just crazy. That kind of blew my mind. Anyway.
So I have tonight, a theory. Okay. I have a theory to stop you from opening your room. My theory is that when Gwen Stacy dies at the end of The Amazing Spider-Man 2, that's when Poor Things begins. And she was pregnant with Peter Parker's kid.
When I see Poor Things, I'm hopefully that will make more sense.
Oh, you do not know what the plot of Poor Things is?
I vaguely, but
it will make more sense, and you'll want to cry, but also laugh at me or slap me in the face.
Fair enough. Fair enough. As for what I am drinking, I grabbed a Bro Flow beer because I figured I'm going with the flow and I'm here with my bros. It is a triple IPA from the Southern Prohibition Brewing Company out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I've been featuring them a lot lately, but I've been really digging on their beers recently. 9.5% alcohol by volume, so actually a little bit lower than the beers that I've been having on the last few recordings.
Yes.
Cheers.
I'll drink to that.
Out of your jug?
I do. Like, I didn't bring this is disgusting, but I'm a dude. And, like, I embrace my sloppiness at times. But I didn't bring a cup upstairs with me, so I literally just have a little bit of unsweet tea left, so I'm just jugging it up.
Ha, I gotcha.
Whole gallon?
It's almost gone. It's Publix unsweet tea. It's, like, the best unsweet tea money can buy for $3. Well, let's head up to the Chicagoland area. Jeremy Goodson, my friend, how are you doing, and what are you drinking?
I am doing good. I just got home from doing my civic duty. It is election day in Illinois primaries, and picked up some beer I hadn't tried before. It's from Metropolitan Brewing here in the Chicago area. It's called their Crankshaft. It is a Kolsch style beer, and I'm trying to find the alcohol by volume. I'm not seeing the alcohol by volume, so we're going to assume it's a lot because they don't want to tell you. So,
Of course, usually isn't too high.
No, it's usually like 6-7%.
So. Exactly. Yeah.
And being a local brewery, they'll crank it up somehow. But here we go. Oh, that was weak. All right. Before I try that, I'm going to open up the squirt I have sitting here just to get some Foley. There we go.
there you go.
Let's try this. Yeah, I haven't had a good Kolsch in a long time, so I saw it. I'm like, you know what? I was looking at a bunch of different cans, and I'm like, okay, what do I want? And then I saw this there, and it's a bottle. And I'm like, all right, we can try this.
Nice.
That is really tasty. Not bad at all.
Good deal.
I'm not a huge Kolsch guy, but this, I would try that.
Yeah, I'm not either, but Yellowhammer Brewing in Huntsville actually has a really good tangerine Kolsch. They call it the T-. It's actually really good.
So, Chris, I just see you like chugging your little gallon there, and all I can think of is the skit from Whitest Kids You Know, if you've ever seen it, where he's holding the gallon, he's talking to somebody, and it basically comes down to, well, what's in the gallon? Oh, it's my PCP. Didn't even know it came in liquid form. A whole gallon, huh?
That's great.
Yeah, so I just got done playing softball, and did not play well. The umpire, like Mike, you remember Mo, right?
Yeah.
Mo comes out to me before the game. And he goes, "Hey, so they want us to try something different tonight." I'm like, okay, are we going to like 20-minute games now? Like,
right?
Are you doubling the price again? What's going on? He goes, they want us to try to integrate a girl and a boy ball. So for slow pitch softball, like beer league softball, it's usually like one just regular softball. They have a ball that the women hit in mm-hmm. tournaments. That's a smaller yeah. ball. It's like probably an inch less in diameter. It's smaller.
Right.
So we tried it, and I told Mo, I'm like, I'm a pitcher. I haven't thrown this ball in 10 years. Like, I have not thrown it in 10 years. I'm a pretty good pitcher. I can move the ball slow pitch. I can pretty much kind of throw where I want to. And it was rough. And I only got 3 warm-up pitches. I'm like, oh, come on, guys. Well, I guess it's my turn. I went ahead and grabbed myself. I'm working my way through the last of my Sam Adams seasonal pack. I don't drink Sam Adams all that often, but this is probably my favorite in the group. This is their Oaked Vanilla Porter. And being that this is the last cold front of the year where it got down to the 50s today in Florida, it's porter season. So cheers, y'all.
Cheers to that. Yeah, you got into the 30s here, so.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, it went from like 70 degrees last week to like 28 yesterday and today, and then it got up to like 50 mm-hmm. today. Like,
yep.
When I went to go, like, so I went to the polls earlier, like after dinner, and it was,
yeah,
like, didn't need a hat. I'm like, I wore my hoodie, felt like it was like overkill, but that morning, like yesterday, the morning was like 20 degrees. So I don't know.
it's the last vestiges of winter, at least down south. So we'll take it. I will give a shout out though. Because I was writing a game before I came on here, and it was dedicated to, or at least the pregame was dedicated to the 11 companies that seem to own everything you can buy on a supermarket shelf. And so I'm like, oh, well, I'm just kind of feeding into it, buying into big beer instead of buying local. So I want to give a shout out to a really dope brewery that I found last weekend here called Sponge City Brewing up in Tarpon Springs. Wonderful beer, but they have this giant outdoor area that's great for kids to kind of run around and play. It's a real like chill vibe, and the beer selection top notch. Their brews are great. You will have a good time there.
Nice.
But we called a little bit of an audible because as I was driving home from softball, I got a phone call, and that phone call said, "Hey, I heard you were recording with Mike and Jeremy tonight," and I said, "As a matter of fact, I am. Why?" And they go, "Because I want in." So without further ado, our mystery guest, go ahead and reveal yourself and tell me how you're doing and what are you drinking?
Oh, hi. It's Brittany. For our listeners who didn't figure that out and aren't Jeremy, who saw snarky comments and assumed Brittany.
Accurately.
I am currently on my last night in Seattle for a business trip. It is gorgeous outside, like it is in the 60s and sunny, and it's beautiful. And so I'm doing great. As for what I'm drinking, I kind of bum rushed Chris with this. So I didn't have time to go procure like a solid Seattle craft beer, but I did find a Boylan black cherry soda. So we're going to see how that sounds. Not a whole lot of sound, pretty but, good. You know, it's a really good soda.
That's better than the gallon of unsweet tea I was drinking earlier, which is now gone. So,
well, I'm so glad you were able to join us.
Oh, me too. This was very exciting to figure out I could, in fact, do this. And Chris let me. So,
of course.
You know, if you have an iPhone, there's an app for the iPhone, right?
I don't have iPhone money.
Oh.
I have an Android.
I'll text Ken Jennings and see if he can.
I'll see if you know. He can loan me his iPhone next yes, time I see him.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, my line about hanging with my bros in the bro flow aged extremely poorly.
Are you saying I can't be a bro?
You can totally be a bro.
Okay. I mean, the first two letters of my name are right there, and you could just shorten that's the it point. Me to O, and it's I'm a bro.
That's a good but, point. Yep.
I was told to pass on messages of hello to all of you. So from Aaron.
Oh, hey, Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Also, Stream Mom said to tell Jeremy that he's cute, so I'm passing that one along, too.
Aw, thanks, Stream Mom.
Love it. Mm-hmm. So, Brittany might
not like the fact that she showed up tonight because
well,
she might, though.
Okay.
She might. She's going to have fun.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Chris said, hey, calling an audible, when you join, can you join with your camera off and a vaguely ominous name? And I spent all this time coming up with something vaguely ominous. And then I got...
Guest?
No, and then guest? I got a thing saying, actually, can you join with no camera and no name? And I said, not no name, but I could use guest. And he said, perfect. So I was going to be D. Gus's applesauce, but that got stopped.
I was afraid whatever ominous name you chose would have tipped them off. And then one snarky comment later and it happened anyway.
Yeah. So. I mean, I was between that and Unleashed Bridge Troll, so I wasn't sure.
Well, here's how tonight's game is going to go. We're kind of going back to our roots. We're showing up in boots. We're going to ruin a black tie affair because we are going to be playing Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
However, we are going to be playing what I'm calling Millennial Trivial Pursuit Pop Culture Edition. If you want to know how old this game is, y'all, it's right up all of our alleys. This is the DVD edition.
Oh. Oh my gosh, I think we had that at some point.
I still have this. I've had this since I was in high school.
I'm
sorry, Chris. You're going to have to go back to your local Goodwills until you find a Laserdisc edition. It's the only thing that will suffice in this.
I have. Mike played it. We have the silver screen edition here, too.
Yep.
From like the mid-80s, which is wonderful and impossible to play. But
Jeff and I played drunkenly played the Baby Boom edition that one time.
That was a mistake. Although we never got the recording of you versus your mom on that. So we do need to get that done.
I still want to do that at some point. Absolutely.
But this is going to be you're basically trying to fill up your pie. So to get a piece of pie, you got to get a question right. Unlike Trivial Pursuit, you're not going to keep going until you get a wrong answer. We're just going to rotate around. All right. But you need to get two pieces of pie to win the game. Your categories are going to be movies, television, music, sports and games, buzz, and fads.
All right.
Brittany, being that you did join last and you invited yourself, I opted to make you our first contestant. Where do you want to go?
You know, I realized that my notepad and writing implements are across the room, so I don't remember half of what you just said were the categories, but I do remember you going, music. So I am going to start there and probably immediately regret my choices.
We will see. Brittany, here's your music question. Who introduced The Hard Line on a 1987 debut album?
I thought you said this was millennial. 87 millennial. Dang it.
Yes. Okay. We were alive.
I wasn't.
Well, keep in mind, this is not millennial. It's not going to be any newer than early 2000s.
Oh, okay.
But it's,
I think it's millennial.
Go back.
All right. Okay. So Hard Line is the thing. And you want to know who introduced it on a 1987
who introduced
album?
The Hard Line on an 1987 debut album.
Okay. 1987. Who was big then? Michael Jackson. I think he was popular then.
Unfortunately, not Michael Jackson. This is Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Who? This is going to go great.
All right, Mike, I've got you up next. Where do you want to go?
Let's start with movies.
I'm going to start with movies. Mike, in Rushmore, what are the two achievement pins that Max offers to Herman Bloom?
I have seen Rushmore one time and I barely remember it. So I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to say valedictorian pin and salutatorian pin. I really don't know.
I can't believe I knew Mike's and not my own. It's terrible.
Brittany,
in
what
a movie's question.
Yeah, it's the red pen and the blue pen, and you have to choose which one you're going to use to go down the map.
I'm just waiting for Chris.
I think Chris is going to regret saying yes to me being on this more than I'm going to regret choosing to be on this.
The correct answer are the pins for punctuality and the pin for perfect attendance.
Were they red and blue?
Colorblind, don't know. Jeremy, where are we going?
God, if this is how this game is going to go, let's try movies.
Going back to movies. What do the knights say in Monty Python and the Holy Grail before receiving their lovely shrubbery?
Me.
Come on.
Are you kidding me right now? Me.
Jeremy's on the board with one movies question.
Me.
Does that count as a piece of the pie, or is it like...
It does. Okay. It does. You got to close out the category. So to close out a category, you got to get two questions correct per category. The first one to close out all six is going to be our winner. And Brittany, we're back to you.
Okay. Would you mind reading them again so I can forget them again?
Yeah. What do the knights say?
Me. Nailed it. It's what the NI right, stands Brittany for. Gets
one in movies. Nailed it.
It's going to be movies, television, music, sports and games, buzz, and fads.
Okay. So movies, television, music.
Sports and games.
Sports and games. Oh, I just buzz. Realized I'm going to have to answer those at some point. And fads?
Buzz and fads. Okay. Those are your six categories.
Let's go fads.
We're going with fads. Brittany. What was the shape of the cereal in Mr. T's cereal?
There's an obvious answer here, and I'm worried I should talk myself out of it.
You get this wrong, Brittany.
But I'm going to go with a T.
It is a T. Nicely done.
Oh.
Well, Brit Bot is on the board. Mike, back to you. Where do you want to go?
Feeling a lot of pressure to get on the board myself. Sports and games.
Sports and games. Mike, in 2001, what pitcher accidentally killed a dove with his fastball as it flew across the infield?
That would be none other than the Big Bird himself, Randy Johnson.
Well, he stole my nickname in college. That is the Big Unit Randy Johnson. As we move to Jeremy. Jeremy, where do you want to go?
Let's go TV.
Going to television. Jeremy, who ruled over the neighborhood of make-believe?
Are you looking... Okay, hold on. You're looking for the puppet, not the person who ran the show, right?
Correct.
Oh, my God. It's Friday? King Friday?
King Friday is a correct answer.
Damn it. For a second, I thought you weren't getting it.
I was really hoping that Jeremy was going to, you know, Jeremy a little bit and say, like, King Thursday.
Well, there is a Wednesday, and I was like, which one?
Hey, there's only one Wednesday we talk about here. Let's be clear about
that. Well, and that's average. Okay. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Hump day.
Oh, my Lord. See, regretting this now. Brittany, we're back to you. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to the best category of my knowledge bases, sports and games.
Going to sports and games. Let's see how this go. What baseball team went to court in 2002 to drop Enron Field as its stadium name?
Okay. I remember the word Enron. And I can name baseball teams. I should probably start naming them. who would have dropped Enron? Someone smart, probably. Oh, they change their field name all the time. Let's go with the Seattle Mariners.
The Seattle Mariners is an incorrect answer. This company, if you know anything about Enron, is based in... Houston, Texas.
Oh, so this would be the Astros. Houston
Astros is what we're looking for. All right, Mike, we're back to you.
So I have a baseball from Enron's inaugural season that my dad got, and it's so I have an Enron Field baseball still somewhere in my collection. Let's see. We haven't gone to Buzz yet, but I'm going to try music.
All right, Mike, here is your music question. How many band members were in the group Ben Folds Five?
Three.
Three is a correct answer. Mike, you're on the board with music and sports and games. Going back to Jeremy.
I'll take that music question.
I'll take it too, because I knew that one.
Yeah, so did I. Let's try music.
Jeremy's going to music. Jeremy, what was the name of Big Star's first record?
Wait, repeat that?
What was the name of Big Star's first record?
Big Star's. I've heard the name before, but let's just go with Big Star's and say it was self-titled. I don't know.
Unfortunately not. Mike, you're bobbing your head. Do you know this?
I think it was just number one record.
It was number one record. All right. Heading back to Brittany. Brittany, you have one in fads, nothing else. Mike's got music and sports and games. Jeremy's got movies and TV. BritBox, where are we going?
All right. Well, I think, I'm playing my own game here of golf rules. But Mike said no one's touched Buzz yet, so I'm going to take that challenge. I'm going to touch the Buzz. I don't know what it means. I assume news, but like.
I touched the Buzz.
Touch the Buzz. Brittany,
this is a question near and dear to my heart, and I hope you get this right.
I'm scared.
Brittany, what member of the Rat Pack was missing an eye?
Well, you would think I would specialize in knowing people missing an eye. Based on my cat.
Cats missing an eye.
Yeah. Okay. Did you say Rat Pack or Brat Pack?
Rat, R-A-T.
Okay, cool. Just thought I should clarify. I don't think any of the Brat Pack is missing an eye, but I was just making sure.
EO-11.
It's not Sinatra because he was known as Old Blue Eyes, plural.
Good logic. I like it.
Good process of elimination. All right.
I don't think Dean Martin was ever missing his eyes. I'm trying to picture some records. I feel bad because I want to get this right for Chris, but I don't know if I know it. So I'm just going to take a wag of Sammy Davis Jr.
It's a good wag. Sammy Davis Jr. is correct.
Damn it.
Yeah, he had a glass eye. A great episode of All in the Family.
Okay.
He's like, they make a joke like, do I look him in the eyes? Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Well, he does have one eye in his name. If you don't spell out Junior.
I know that because of the Thanksgiving song by Adam Sandler. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye.
Side note, I missed an Adam Sandler song at trivia last night, and I almost put it as a joke answer, and I'm really mad that I didn't put it as my joke answer.
Oh,
did you really go on a business trip to Seattle and say, you know what I want to do on a Monday night? Let's go find trivia.
Yes.
You don't do that on business trips?
Depending on what time we wrap this up, I may go do it again. So I'm on Pacific time, baby.
That's right.
Usually when I'm on a business trip, like people want to like hang out together.
I went with my coworker last night.
Oh. See, none of my coworkers want to do trivia. Usually we end up at a bar drinking.
Yeah, all of my other coworkers start working at 5:30 or 6 in the morning and left by 2 or 3. So
wow. It sounds like you need to move to Seattle. You only get about 4 hours of work in a day. It'd be lovely. Mike, we're going back to you.
Let's see. Let's go back to movies.
Going back to movies, Mike. What actress played Tobey Maguire's mother in both The Ice Storm and Pleasantville?
Oh, shoot. What's her? Joan Allen.
Joan Allen is correct. Did you get that from Ice Storm or from Pleasantville?
Yes. I've actually seen both. I could picture the actress. I just couldn't remember her name right off the top of my head.
That was a good pull. Yeah. I'm picturing her face from Pleasantville, and I'm like, what is her name?
Same. Yep.
I've actually seen Pleasantville, so.
You don't need to see The Ice Storm. It's not a lovely movie to watch.
Good book, though.
It does have Christina Ricci, so there's
that. I hope they get a Forrest Gump question tonight, because I finally saw that.
It's true.
Jeremy, where are we going?
Let's try music again.
Going back to music. Jeremy, it's been 1 week since you looked at me, but how many days has it been since you laughed at me?
It's been 1 week since you left me. 5 days?
5 days is correct.
Dang it. Nicely done.
Jeremy, you've got movies, TV, and music. Mike, you have got movies, music, and sports and games. Brittany, you've got buzz and fads. And we're back to Brittany. Where are we going?
You know, I don't think I've tried to touch the TV yet, so let's go movies. I thought I'd pull a mic.
I like that.
Brittany, here's your movies question. What nickname did Howard Stern give to his squirrely nemesis in the film Private Parts?
Okay, so what?
I actually know this.
Wait, so what nickname?
What nickname did Howard Stern give to his squirrely nemesis in the film Private Parts?
It's a squirrely nemesis. I'm going to have to assume that's a literal squirrel. And I'm going to say Howard Stern would go for the low joke because that's Howard Stern and, you know, he is who he is. So I'm going to say he called his squirrely nemesis Nutsack.
Unfortunately, not a bad guess. Mike, what's the answer here?
Played by Paul Giamatti years before he refused to have any fucking Merlot, he was known as Pig Vomit.
Pig Vomit is what we're looking for.
Yeah, I was never, ever in a bajillion years going to guess that.
Nope, you could have given me 20 years to guess Pig Vomit. Those two words never would have come to my mind. Mike, where are we going?
I'm not even a Howard Stern fan, but I've just seen that movie multiple times because the movie itself is actually pretty entertaining. Let's see. I was never cool in my entire life, so I know nothing about fads, but I'm going to go there anyway.
Mike, here's your fads question. Who broke Batman's back in 1993?
Thank you so much for this question. Jeremy's crap. Jerry's
literally going down a card here.
Oh, no, I know. It's
I know.
That thank you was directed to the card, sir, not to you. I'm pretty sure this Trivial Pursuit Edition came out before we got to see this in movie form, but it was Bane.
I was going to try and do the accent, but I can't. So, yes, Bane is the correct answer.
You are born don't want to
do
mask.
The accent.
Nobody knew my name until I put on the mask.
That was all more right. Sean Connery, but
I'm trying here. Okay,
I know. Honestly, I want to live
wrong
in a universe
part of the United Kingdom.
I kind of miss.
Sorry, now no, I want to live in a universe where Sean Connery played Bane. So
yeah, me too.
No, Mr. Bane, I expect you to die.
No. In the meantime, my frenemy Tim sent me a question from his trivia game tonight, which is about Stockholm syndrome, and I'm like, really?
Poor Brittany.
I know. No one will ever let me forget that. And it's okay. I also won't let me forget. So
if only there's someone on the show that could, you know, commiserate with that.
Yeah.
Jeremy, going back over to you.
I gave it up at 250. Sorry, I can't say anything.
Oh, God. Do I do it and just try to get it out of the way? Yeah, let's try sports and games. I'm just kind of going down the list of categories you gave us at this point. Mm-hmm.
I put them in the chat for a helpful reference for myself.
All right, Jeremy, going back to the 90s, what former Buffalo Bills teammate drove O.J. Simpson during the infamous Ford Bronco chase?
Oh, God, I remember, like, this is one of those Mandela effect things for me because I always want to say it's Cato, but it wasn't Cato. It was Cowlings. We accept
Jeopardy rules. Yes.
Okay, then Cowlings.
A.C. Cowlings or Al Cowlings is a correct answer. Jeremy's nice got pull. One sports and games knocked out.
Well done, Jeremy. Nice pull.
I just heard this recently, and like it's always been since I was a kid. I could have sworn it was Cato was driving the van. That
isn't
I, or the
Cato
Bronco,
the driver of the Green Hornet vehicle?
Yes. Cato. Yes.
Okay. Different Cato, yeah.
Sorry. There's two Catos to me. There's the driver of the Green Hornet, and then there's the clothing store.
All right. Well, going into the next round of questions, Brittany has got one in Buzz, one in Fads. Mike has got one in everything except for Buzz and TV. Jeremy is missing Buzz and Fads. Brittany, we're back to you.
I am killing this. So let's try a TV. I don't know. Let's do it. What'd you open?
I needed a drink.
Yeah.
Looks like Canada Dry.
Just a Canada Dry, zero sugar.
Yeah.
And again, I don't have a glass. Otherwise, I'd mix it with one of the whiskeys up there, but I don't have a glass with me.
You know, speaking from watching Jay Borsum do it, if you drink the soda and then you drink the alcohol, you just make the cocktail in your stomach. It's just deconstructed.
Deconstructed cocktail.
I've seen her do that. That's not me. I can't.
Chris, what you need to do is find one that's close to a bottle kill and just pour the ginger ale directly into the bottle.
Oh, his face just lit up.
I just saw a light bulb. There he goes.
There he goes. He's totally doing it.
Yes, he
is. Right now, I think Chris is regretting the message he sent me that says, "No, you make everything better." When I said, "If you had plans for this episode, I can sit out." He's like, "No, you make everything better."
He's not wrong.
We're going to see how this goes. Oh. Got a bottle here of Woodford Reserve.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
Double oak?
If you have a straw, pour it down the straw. It'll pour easier.
I don't have a cup. Why would I have a straw?
No spill. Very nice. I was like, man, I'd need a funnel.
Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay.
Or a glass rod, but I figured you were more likely to have a straw than a glass rod.
I have all of it downstairs. I'm just lazy. Okay. So,
oh my God,
I have gone half the bottle from a jug of unsweet tea now straight out of a liquor bottle.
And that dude, you have a very different definition of close to a bottle kill than I do. That bottle is at least a quarter full.
It's a quarter full now. I poured it in. There was
half full now because of the ginger ale. But
well, there was only about two or three shots left.
Okay. That's right. 1-to-1 ratio. Come on.
There. That's fair.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's been one shot since you looked at me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, is it bad that, like, literally I was singing the song in my head, and I'm like, well, this is an audio medium, so I'll try to get a little louder. Then I got to 5 days, and she laughed at me, and I'm like, oh, five, it's five.
I lost track. Who are we going to?
It's Brittany, and she wanted TV, I believe.
Yeah, I think I said I'd touch a TV.
Brittany, what angst-ridden 1994 teen dramedy was brought to you by the producers of 30-something.
What was the year on that again?
1994.
Okay, and it was an angst-ridden teen dramedy?
Yes.
We had those in the 90s. Okay.
Just a few.
Oh.
I feel ridiculous drinking this.
Narrow it down to like 75% of the movies that were released in 1994. Nice job.
Well, yeah, except we're looking
for TV.
It's a TV. Oh. Well, that changes things. 75% of the TV shows from 1994.
I don't even think I was watching TV out of 1994. Like, I was watching Barney, but that doesn't really count. I don't think that was an angst-ridden teen dramedy. Feels too early for Dawson's Creek. I think that's a little later. I'm, like, trying to logic this out like I'm ever going to get there. I don't know. I feel like Charmed started in like 97 or something. So I feel like Shannon Doherty could have been doing 90210 around that time. So I'm going to say 90210.
It's not a bad guess. Leah is somewhere screaming in her car right now because 90210 and Shannon Doherty are literally her favorites.
That would have been my guess too, by the way.
I think it's My So-Called Life, right?
It is My So-Called
Life. Oh, yeah. See, and I always assume that I always put My So-Called Life for like the end of the 80s for some reason.
All
it's
right.
One of those things in my head. I don't know why. I know it's wrong. You're right. 94 is right. But I always think it's like 89 or something like that.
Mike, we're going back to you. Where are we going?
I don't know. I knew that TV question, so let me try TV.
Mike, who played the Melanie Griffith role in the TV version of Working Girl?
There was a TV version of Working Girl?
Allegedly.
I have no idea.
Allegedly.
Who would have been an actress that would have kind of been reminiscent of Melanie Griffith? I guess that's the only way I can...
Dakota Johnson.
logic there, but I don't know.
It was a sick ostrich, Chris. It was a sick ostrich.
Oh, allegedly. Man.
Shoot. Melanie Griffith. They don't give a year or anything. I guess I got to assume it was shortly around the same time as the movie. Sally Struthers.
Unfortunately, not Sally Struthers. Before she hit it big and won her Oscar, this would be America's Sweetheart, Sandy B, Sandra Bullock.
No kidding. Okay. Never in a million years.
Nope. I didn't even know there was a TV show of Working Girl, so...
It didn't work. So, Jeremy, go on to you.
And when I think of actresses similar to Melanie Griffith, Sandra Bullock is not one that pops into my head.
Not at all.
I mean, I liked my joke of Dakota Johnson.
That is a good show. That's a very good joke.
That is good.
Oh, God. Let's go Buzz.
We're going with Buzz. All right, Jeremy. What Beverly Hills 90210 star was seriously injured in a 2002 automobile racing accident?
Oh, which one was it? I'm not going to overthink this one. I think it was Jason Priestley, so I'm just going to go Jason Priestley.
It was Jason Priestley. Nicely done.
Jeremy, I was between two, and that was not one of them, so well done.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember hearing about it, and it was like, oh, it's a thing, and then I'm like... The ones I could remember in my head, I'm like, I don't think it was them. And I know I think he was in a car accident. So
he did. What was he did a movie about chasing Marilyn Monroe that I can't remember the name of. Neither here nor there. It's one of those movies that was always on like those made for key
Lifetime
Cinemax channels.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Let's see here. Brittany, we're going back to you.
Okay. Just to remind myself and our players at home, I have one in Buzz and one in Fads, correct? And that's it?
Correct.
Cool.
That's it.
Well, let's just try to get a wedge of the pie and go with Fads.
All right. To get the first wedge, Brittany, what popular dance song tells participants in Spanish, quote, give your body pleasure?
I think that is, hold on. It's a dance song in Spanish. Give your body pleasure. Oh, that would be like Dame. I think body is like corpus or something, or corp. I don't think this is Gasolina, so I'm going to go with my instinct and say Macarena.
Hey, Macarena. Oy, that's a correct answer.
I think Jeremy and I both got there at the same time because we both just started like laughing and nodding at the same time.
Brittany's got the first pie of the game.
Yeah.
Nicely done. We're going to Mike.
I haven't visited Buzz yet, so to infinity and beyond.
Here's your Buzz question, Mike. What U.S. president's family vacation home is in Kennebunkport, Maine?
Let's see. What U.S. president would that be? I mean, there's no presidents from Maine, so that doesn't help.
Pretty's just doing the Macarena while you're
answering your I know, question. That's actually pretty awesome. Let's see. I'm just going to walk. I don't think it was him. Jeez, I don't know. I'm just going to say Kennedy.
Unfortunately, not Kennedy, to be George Bush.
Oh, see, I rejected Bush because I figured it'd be Texas. Okay.
I mean, even they want to get out of Texas.
It's true.
All right. Jeremy, where are we going?
Let's go Fads and try to finish off the pie.
Going for Fads to finish off the pie. Jeremy, what movie is number one at the box office all time, if you count only tickets sold, not money made?
I know I've heard this before.
I wonder, is this still true?
Yes.
I think it is.
What year did this come out?
That's not part of the question.
No, what year did the game come out?
It's early 2000s.
Okay, so then I'm going to go with Titanic.
It is not Titanic.
Oh.
We're looking for Gone with the Wind.
Oh, you know what? I didn't know that, but I thought, yeah, no, never mind. Especially that with the re, but yeah, the Titanic re-release wasn't until later.
Even then, it's not close, honestly. Gone with the Wind was the only movie out. It was out for, I think, a number of years in theaters. It was the only thing that and the Wizard of Oz. They were like the only things that really were out that were massively popular. So, all right.
Okay.
Mike, where are we going?
Is it me or is it Brittany?
Brittany, where are we going?
Oh, let's go back to sports and games.
Sports and games. Brittany, what college basketball coach is famous for throwing chairs onto the court during games?
Famous basketball coach is famous for doing this?
Famous college basketball coach.
Okay, college basketball coach. Coach Carter.
Unfortunately not. Gentlemen, you want to help her out?
Yeah, it was Bobby Knight.
It is Bobby Knight.
No, I thought he was an NBA guy.
No. There is my favorite Bobby Knight quote is, and I think he recently passed, right?
I think it was that recent, but within the last couple of years, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. But he said, when my time on Earth has come and my activities here are past, I want them to bury me upside down so my critics can kiss my ass.
He was a poet.
And he didn't even know it.
When I think of Bobby Knight, poetry is what I think of, yes.
Exactly.
Air five, pretty.
Mike, where are we going?
Well, folks trying to close out categories hasn't really been working out so well, but I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going movies.
Mike is going to movies. Mike, what did Roberta Glass's husband sell for a living in Desperately Seeking Susan? That'd be Roseanne Arquette.
It would really, really help if I had seen this movie. This is not a movie I've ever seen. Yeah, well, I'll be watching it at some point as part of the 80s movie bracket, I assume. But yeah, I don't have a context for this movie. And yet, weirdly, I know the name Roberta Glass for some reason. I'm going to say Trenchcoats.
Unfortunately, not Hot Tubs.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Jeremy, where do you want to go?
Let's try fads again. Now that I know what I'm getting myself into, I didn't really know what fads was. So it could be like anything, really. Like,
yes. Mm-hmm. Here's your fads question, Jeremy. Knee tai ka means tickle me in what made up language?
Oh my God. Oh,
Brittany knows it.
Oh. What's the name of the language though? It's gotta be whatever Elmo would say, right? Like whatever Elmo would talk in, like, I don't know. Like, that's what I'm thinking of. Crap. Like, I'm just assuming this has to be something with Tickle Me Elmo. But maybe not. Maybe I'm, like, overthinking this. Crap.
Crap is a correct answer.
I'm going to go Elmo-ese. I don't know.
Unfortunately, I'm stuck on Elmo-ese. Brittany, do you have a guess?
Is it Furbies?
You've got the right. Yeah, you're in the right area. I'd give you credit. It's the language Furbies speak is called Furbish.
Oh, okay.
Ah, wow. I forgot they had their own language because
Elmo speaks English. So
I figured maybe there was like something else like where he starts like saying something and tickle him and like they call him the language.
Yeah. Elmo speak.
All right. Brittany, where are we going?
You know, it worked out so well for me last time. I can say that about anything. Let's go music.
Going to music. Brittany, what is the name of the creature that graced every Iron Maiden's album cover?
Okay, I have heard this before, and I know it has a name. I feel like it's something with like a skull or a head or like a demon. I'm going to go with Skull the Flame-Headed Demon.
Skull the Flamehead Demon might be his official name, but he shares a name with a very famous dog from TV. His name would be Eddie.
Eddie the Head.
Oh, I was going to say Ren 10 10 if you had given me the dog thing, or Lassie. I don't know who
Mike,
Eddie the dog
is. Where do
you
want to go, buddy?
Well, we have been on a bit of a dry spell. Where do I want to go? You know what? I'm going to go to TV.
Going to TV. Mike, what was the original name of E! Network?
I mean, isn't it the Entertainment Network?
Oh, no. I think this is before E! Bought it. It was known as Movie Time.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Jai Skull
continues. I actually thought it was the Entertainment Network, and that's why I was, like, staring, like, really? That was the original name of the E! Network.
Jeremy, where do you want to go?
Let's try fads again.
Going back to fads. Jeremy, what was Miss Mary Mack all dressed in?
Black, black, black.
Black is correct.
Silver buttons, 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 all buttons, down her
buttons, buttons,
back,
all down back, her back, back, back.
Jeremy,
back.
With that, you now have one in each category. Brittany, you have closed out fads. You've got one in buzz. And you need two in everything else. Mike, you've got one in movies, one in music, one in sports and games, one in fads. Brittany, where are we going?
Well, let's go. My chair just fell down. I hit the bar with my leg. I feel like that's an omen for how this game has been going.
It got a little bit shorter, and I didn't know what was going on.
Let's go movies.
All right, going to movies. Brittany, what was the never, ever third rule when taking care of a gremlin?
Never, ever get them wet.
No.
No? Is it feed them after midnight?
You never feed them after midnight.
Well, you never get them wet either, and you never put them in a microwave. Or you do. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
You do to kill them.
If it's that gremlin, you definitely put them in a microwave.
I haven't seen the
movie. Which, by the way, I'm convinced is where Idle Hands got it from.
Oh my god, such a good movie.
I love
such
a good
bad I was
movie.
So close.
It's a good bad movie, exactly.
I love the fact the Offspring is the high school band.
Right.
Yes. They're singing and then, beheaded. Like
and yep. Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 works the drive through at the restaurant.
Yep.
That's right.
Removing that trivia question from the bank. All right. Mike, where do you want to go?
Gosh, I don't know. Sports and games.
Mike, what NFL team sneakily left its hometown in moving trucks just after midnight in March of 84?
That would be the Baltimore Colts. They packed it up and moved to Indianapolis.
Baltimore Colts is correct. And with that, Mike has closed out sports and games, and we're going to Jeremy.
Do we know how many horsepower their truck had?
I mean, there's like at least 11 people on the field, so at least 11.
Let's go with movies before Chris kills me.
Here is your movies question. What movie am I thinking of right now?
Jaws.
Princess Bride.
No, it's always Jaws. All right. No. Jeremy, here's your real movies question. What are the three things to fear in the fire swamp?
What are the odds?
It's actually a Princess Bride question.
It really is.
Did that?
Does he know the answer, though?
The three terrors, they are the flame spurts, the lightning quicksand, and the rouse, rodents of unusual size.
That is correct. Nicely done.
I can't even be mad at that because.
What are the unusual odds?
I don't think they exist. Yeah.
I love that movie.
You know the guy.
I did not see that movie, Mike. I didn't see it till you lent me your DVD copy. I was easily 36 years old when I saw it, and I fell in love with Princess Buttercup and Wesley. So,
oh yeah.
All right, back to Brittany. Brittany, where do you want to go?
Well, I wish I'd had Jeremy's movie question because probably could have got there. But since he already selfishly took that one, let's go for movies. I know, sorry.
Another card. Here we go. Brittany, what 1991 drama garnered two Oscar nominations for first-time writer-director John Singleton? Such a good movie.
1991 movie, not 1991 Oscars, right?
The movie was out in 1991. Okay. I believe the Oscars were 92.
It was Oscar-nominated or Oscar-winning?
It garnered two Oscar nominations.
Okay. John Singleton.
Presumably for writing and directing for John Singleton. Okay.
I'm pretty sure this movie won several Oscars. Like, I think Silence of the Lamb won a bunch of Oscars for the 91, but I don't think that was John Singleton. And plus it got way more than two. Oh, geez. You said it's a drama movie?
What 1991 drama?
Questions like these are always hard.
What 1991 drama?
Mike.
I know. They both know it, and they're nodding at me and trying to help me. Tim and Jay are screaming at me through their phones right now, trying to welcome me to the 90s.
Mike, you're such a dynamite hack.
That's what I had to do. It's woke up quick. About you, thought that I had to be talking soon. I gotta get drunk before the
we're being mean, guys. Let Brittany.
No, you keep saying it. It'll come to me. It won't, but you know, it'll be fun for listening.
This is always hard.
I think
I know nothing in life but to be legit. So,
oh gosh,
don't quote me, boy. I ain't said shit.
Sorry, Brittany.
What's the movie where they shout, "You can't handle the truth," and they like slam the window? It's not News Radio. It's not The Newsroom. It has news in it, I think.
I've got some Mountain Dew in the fridge over there. You think I have that kind?
Well, since we're saying Mountain Dew, I'm going to go with this is Baja Blast.
No, unfortunately not. This would be John Singleton, who passed relatively recently, tragically young.
Way too young. Oh, my God.
Way too young, because he was still pumping out amazing movies.
Mm-hmm.
This would be his seminal classic, Boys in the Hood.
Oh.
Because the boys in the hood are always hard. Talking that trash and I'll pull your card.
See, my brain was the actual, like, Eazy-E, like.
Oh, wow. I know of that. The only version of that song I'm really familiar with is the Dynamite Hack version. But
Dynamite Hack version,
it's fair. It's
Mike, we're going to you. Where do you want to go?
Let's go back to TV.
Going back to television. Mike, whose sitcom comeback vehicle was the show Working?
Vehicle comeback Working. I know you're close to a kill. I see it. I'm close to another beer. Oh, I feel like this is tickling something in the back of my head. Like I remember this show kind of existing. Yet for
do you also remember the Titans?
Why can't I?
This is probably
holy moly.
This is probably way wrong. But in my head, this is late 90s, and someone who would have been needing a comeback about that time, who definitely would not need to come back anymore, is Robert Downey Jr. It's what popped into my head, so I'm going to say.
Unfortunately not. I tried to give you a clue with holy moly. This would be Mr. Fred Savage.
Ah! Oh, shit! I even watched the damn show. Now that you say it, I did watch that show. Absolutely. It just didn't click to me. Oh, man. Yep. Yep, I was right. It's late 90s, but yeah.
Jeremy, where do you want to go?
Oh, sorry. Let's go to TV.
Go where everybody knows your name.
Okay, the way this is going, it's going to be a Cheers question now, I'm just saying.
Right.
Jeremy, who was the host of the fake daytime talk show Nightstand?
Nightstand? I don't even know what that is. God.
There's only one of them.
Yeah, I have no idea. Pick somebody who did. I don't even know when it's from. Like, we don't have like a year. Let's go Joan Rivers. I don't know.
No, this would be Dick Dietrich.
Sure.
The.
No, no. You said Dietrich.
The Dick Dietrich. Right. You said Dietrich.
Brittany, you have closed out Fads. You got one in Buzz. Everything else is open for you. Where do you want to go?
Oh, the world is my oyster here. So let's find my Pearl Jam in music. Eh? Huh?
Hey-o.
Well, Jeremy has spoken. Here's your music question. That joke got old. That joke is so old he left before he heard it.
That's right.
Brittany, according to a 1990 single, What name should you not use when referring to Whitney Houston?
As a side note, the song Jeremy by Pearl Jam, I thought the lyrics were Jeremy's broken for the longest time. And it's not Jeremy's broken.
Here's another side note. That song was inspired by a real event, and the band had to apologize to the family for it.
Yeah.
Jeremy spoke.
I was informing them. I thought the lyrics were Jeremy's broken.
No, that's my story.
Your green screen is broken.
No, I have a new green screen. Come on, this one is not broken.
Very nice. Okay, Whitney Houston does not want you to call her late for dinner.
Nah.
No, Whitney Houston does not want you to call her Susan.
Why would anyone call her Susan?
I don't know. I don't listen to pop music.
Is that who they were desperately seeking in that one?
all my brain would go there is the completely wrong artist, and I was like, I guess they wouldn't want her to call want to her. She wouldn't want anyone to call her Miss Jackson if they're nasty.
Like, that's I was about to say that, but I was like, I knew it's not that, but it came out late for dinner, so.
Nope. I mean, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. I am for real.
Mike.
Chris, as far as where I'm going.
Hey, beer.
I'm going
USA.
To Second Beer Land. I'm sticking with the Southern Prohibition brewing theme. I brought the Mississippi Fire Ant Imperial Red. 8% ABV, so slightly lower than before. Let's go Buzz.
Mike's going to what I already got. Let's see how Buzz goes for you. Mike, what actress has TV producer David E. Kelly been married to for over 10 years?
Oh, shit. Who is David E. Kelly married to? Oh, man.
I'm really tempted to start giving hints where I can. But
oh, man.
For Brittany, okay.
It won't help me. It'll just be funny.
Shoot. Why did that name pop into my head? There's got to be... That can't be right, right? No, that's the other... That's David Benioff that's married to her. David E. Kelly.
We don't talk about David Benioff here, sir.
I know. I'm sorry. Shoot. Who is David? Or was? I don't even know if they're still married. Oh, man.
I'm going to grab another bottle of kill after this.
I know. I'm going to be so mad when you tell me to, because I am struggling to pull it. Fuck. Christine Applegate. It's not right.
Oh, me. Ow. That is an incorrect answer. That'd be Michelle Pfeiffer.
Ah! Dang it.
White gold. All right. Jeremy, where do you want to go?
Let's go with TV.
Going with television.
Because I have Gangsta's Paradise living rent-free in my head right now.
Yeah.
Jeremy, until 1993, Lifetime ran instructional programming all day on Sundays for what profession? 1993, not 1998, sorry.
God, like, I'm getting these really weird ones.
Yeah.
You also got What Did the Knights in Monty Python Say?
True. That's fair. But, like, Lifetime on Sundays for what profession?
Mm-hmm.
You can be relatively vague. I'm not going to make you go as specific as they are.
I don't know. Maybe they had, like, the 700 Club marathons. We'll say clergy.
Not a bad guess. They actually ran specifically for doctors or medical professionals.
I have no idea why that would have been my guess, but it was.
Like, I was trying to think, like, because there's that one lady who's always on there with, like, the sex toys and whatnot, and I'm like, I don't think that's right.
Went with the clergy.
Yeah. You went the other direction. Right. I don't know.
Brittany, where do you want to go?
Let's go where everybody knows my name, but I don't know theirs. Television.
We're going to television. Brittany, what ill-fated 2000 TV show featured a bumbling PI named Vic Nardozza?
What year?
2000.
Okay. Vic Nardozza, bumbling detective.
And I'll throw a little hint out there. This particular, it's the title name of an actor, and that actor is coming off of a very successful television show.
Yep. I just got there right before you gave the hint.
Yep.
I'm going to start trying to give hints where I can, just so you all know.
The actor's name is in the title?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mike getting there might be a hint in and of itself.
Yeah.
Bottle kill.
Okay, 2000, and he was just coming off a popular TV show in the year 2000. The actor was.
In the year 2000.
And he also...
Jeremy, you actually kind of look like the guy.
Jeremy looks like the guy? Okay, that might help me.
No, not no. I'm no, sorry. No. Not, no, the guy who goes in the year 2000. Not the guy.
He looks like Andy Richter.
No, the guy that was in the band in the Max Weinberg 7.
Oh.
What was the detective's name again?
Vic Nardozza.
Vic Nardozza.
Okay. Magnum's PI.
Unfortunately not. This would be the Michael Richards show.
I've never heard of Michael Richards.
It was very short-lived.
You ever heard of Michael Richards? Kramer from Seinfeld.
I didn't watch Seinfeld.
Okay. Did you watch the movie Airheads? He was the guy in the air duct.
UHF?
No. I should have seen that one, but I haven't.
Just if you know the name Kramer.
He was Kramer. Well, I know Kramer versus Kramer, but I don't think he was in that.
Never mind. Never mind.
Chris, save us.
Where are we going?
Love you, Brittany.
Love y'all too.
Let's go to music. I don't even remember. I think I did music last time. I don't know. I've lost track.
All right, Mike. What movie soundtrack featured a track titled "Zed's Dead, Baby"?
Oh, this is really more of a movies question, I feel like, but I'll take it. It's Pulp Fiction.
And with that, Mike has closed out music. So you've closed out music and sports and games. Jeremy.
Oh, let's try it again. Let's go TV. I got to get this closed out.
Let's go back to television. Who hosted The Wonderful World of Disney in 1997?
What was his name? Was it Michael Eisner?
Michael Eisner is correct.
Who was the CEO of Disney at the time? Like, yeah. Because I remember him. He'd come on screen. Hi, I'm Michael Eisner.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Good job, Jeremy.
You closed out television and movies. Brittany, where do you want to go?
I would like to go to... let's try movies so you don't have to switch cards. I don't know.
She's so all nice. Right.
Brittany, in Sister Act, what is Dolores Van Cartier's pseudonym when hiding in The Covenant? This would be Whoopi Gilbert.
Yeah. It's Sister Mary. Oh, geez, what is it? Sister Mary Agnes?
No, it's Sister Mary Clarence.
Oh my gosh, I can't remember. Like, I've seen both Sister Act movies. I just couldn't remember what her name was.
That's a tough one.
That is so in my.
I always get that one wrong too, because growing up, I grew up Catholic. For the earlier part of my youth, and we had a Sister Mary Francis.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And it was every time I think it, that's what I say. I'm like, that's not right. That was the nun at my church.
Yeah, I'm gonna have the songs from Sister Act stuck in my head for a few minutes now. So
that'll do it, Mike. Where do you want to go, buddy?
I gotta get something in one of the two that I haven't gotten anything in yet. Let's go TV.
Going to television, Mike. What Baywatch spinoff had David Hasselhoff's Mitch moonlighting as a private detective?
I mean, wasn't it just Baywatch Nights?
It was Baywatch Nights. Nicely done.
The prequel to Boogie Nights.
Ooh. And that's where Heather Graham got her start. All right, Jeremy, where are we going?
Let's go to music.
Going to music. What punk legend recorded the theme song to the 1984 film Repo Man?
Well, I think Punk Legend, it really narrows it down to like two or three. But I think Repo Man was Iggy Pop.
It was Iggy Pop. Nicely done, well Jeremy. Done.
You have that or Billy Idol was like where I was going. And I'm like, I don't think it was Billy Idol.
Mm-hmm. It was not. You have now closed out music, television, and movies. You've got one each in sports and games, buzz, and fads. And we're back to Brittany.
Well, let's go sports and games.
Sports and games. Here we go. Hey, we're disguising a movies question in sports and games, right, for Brittany. Brittany, what NBA legend faced off against Bruce Lee in the 1979 film Game of Death?
I think I know this one. Is it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
It's not what I have here.
No.
I don't. I actually don't know what his original name was, but Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is correct.
I was trying to think of what. I thought he was going to say
Cinder. I'm sorry, and I was going to be like,
"Al Cinder's what I was thinking of."
Yeah, like, actually,
I pull right because Mike had Brittany, to ask me to combine my bourbon and my ginger ale in one bottle.
Brittany, I have to ask: did you know that because of triviality?
Yes, that is the entire reason I know that. Well, sort of from that. But also because he's a mystery writer now and he was in the Glass Onion movie.
True.
Yep. And so I just kind of looked. I was like, how did he end up in Glass Onion? So I did like a brief research on him.
Yes. Isn't that movie so much fun?
It is. It really is. It's one of my top movies. I like Knives Out a little bit better, but I did enjoy Glass Onion a lot.
Just dumb.
Yeah, Dave Bautista just being the like... Mm-hmm.
The idiot. MAGA bro, he's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Mike, where do you want to go?
Oh my gosh, I just...
Buzz, let's close it.
Yes.
Or not close it, open it, get something in it.
Let's get buzzed.
Mike, already there. Mike, what was the first product sold by the Newman's own company?
You know, I drink their coffee a lot, but I'm pretty sure it was salad dressing.
It was salad dressing. Oil and vinegar salad dressing to be specific, but I'm giving you the points. Mikey got one in Buzz.
Whoop, whoop.
Jeremy.
Let's go sports and games.
Mike. Jeremy. Sorry, the aforementioned Buzz is kicking here. Jeremy. What prominent politician fell and tore a knee tendon while staying at golfer Greg Norman's house in 1997?
I'm just going to go with who was president at the time because it would make more sense. I don't know. I've never heard this, but I'm going to go Bill Clinton.
It was Bill Clinton. Nicely done. And with that, Jeremy, you've closed out sports and games, and you're getting closer to winning this. You only need one in buzz and one in fads to take home the victory.
Good job on that one. I would not have gone.
I just went with, like, literally my thought process was, I don't know, but 97 Clinton was in office. He would have been a prominent politician at the time. So,
yeah.
Clinton and Norman were actually really good friends. Brittany, we're going over to you.
Okay. How much do I need to get right to catch up to Jeremy? More than I can get. That's the answer. I'm not going to make you do the math.
Eight.
Okay. So Jeremy, just go check out for a little bit and, you know, just kidding. Let's go to movies.
Going to movies. Brittany, what is second prize in the Glengarry Glen Ross sales contest?
Okay. Well, coffee is for closers. And losers get nothing? So second prize is nothing.
No, they get a set of steak knives.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Third prize is you're fired.
Oh, okay. That is the Coffee is for Closers movie, right?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. At least I got a reference. And that was right.
You did.
Minor victories.
Mike, where do you want to go?
I'm going to go to movies as well. I feel like I'm just driving me nuts that I haven't closed it out yet.
Sorry, I took the Glengarry Glen Ross one. I'm assuming this one will be like about a Disney movie and I'll know it. So,
No, this is somehow a music question disguised in movies because of a Ron Howard film. Mike, what band broke up the week of the Apollo 13 had their near flight disaster?
I would have known this anyway, but I definitely know it because I remember the eldest Jim Lovell's eldest daughter slamming her door and going, "I hate Paul. I hate Paul. Are you still complaining about the Beatles?" Yeah, it was the Beatles.
It was the Beatles. Who blames Paul?
Oh, back then, everybody blamed Paul was the one that announced it. So,
well,
everybody blamed Paul when it first happened.
From Nikki's quiz, I learned that the Polynesian Hotel had something to do with it in Disney World.
That was where John Lennon officially signed the papers that officially broke up the Beatles. Yeah.
I do remember that, though.
Now, Mike, you've closed out three categories. You closed out movies, music, and sports and games. Jeremy, you want buzz or fads?
Let's go buzz. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Jeremy, what branch of the military was talk show host Montel Williams in?
I don't know for sure. I'm going to guess the Marines.
Holy wagon, the correct answer. He was in the Marine Corps. Nicely done.
Well done.
I think that just scratched something in the back of my head I've heard before, but I don't know off the top of my head.
I mean,
hey, it worked.
At least you didn't say Space Force.
That's Steve Carell.
Yeah, right.
Brittany, where are we going?
Well, I need just about everything. So let's go to sports and games.
All right, Brittany, your sports and games question. What NFL team's helmets feature a flag on the side of them?
Back in the year 2000.
Would that be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
We still, even though it's been a couple of years, we still call it the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or Champa Bay, whatever you want to call them. The Buccaneers is correct.
Does that mean I close out sports and games before I close out like Brittany, hardly anything?
Yes.
Sports yes, it games. Does. Brittany, good job. And I believe you did it on two sports questions, if I'm not mistaken.
I did, although Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was a sneaky movie question.
It worked. It worked.
Fair.
Mike.
Well, if you say basketball do? Player, actor, like.
Michael Jordan. Duh.
One movie. But like. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, he has.
Mike, where do you want to go?
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor? Where do I want to go? Let's go fads.
Mike is going with fads. Mike,
trying to steal Jeremy's question.
What's the name of Sean P. Diddy Combs' fashion line?
Oh, God.
Judging by Jeremy's face, he's happy or he's mad that you stole that from him.
I've gotten this at a different trivia game before.
You play too much trivia, sir.
I have heard this. I don't remember what it is. I don't think it's FUBU, but that's what I'm going to say.
I believe FUBU is the guy from Shark Tank. What's his name?
The one who's not Mark Cuban.
There's Mark. There's. Yeah, it's not FUBU. It's Sean John.
Mm. Okay. Not. Oh. Wouldn't have gotten there. Okay.
I was going to say puffy vests.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
Jeremy, where do you want to go?
What do I have left? Fads.
Just fads. All right, Jeremy, what is a winkle picker? Yo, Brittany has
the You're a winkle picker.
It's someone who exclusively goes to music stores and chooses Vanilla Ice CDs.
Well, they didn't have Ice Cube, Mike.
I'm just gonna go with it's the thing that you use to get the snot out of your like baby and toddler's nose because I have no idea.
No, it's a type of shoe, you weirdo. No.
But everybody here with kids knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I know.
Oh, 100%. We had one. Not sure if this is the same thing you're talking about, but there is one where you like literally put a tube up your kid's nose and suck it out.
Yeah, yeah.
That is disgusting.
No, you even use a squeeze ball. Like you don't suck it out with your mouth. Not like too, a straw.
There is a thing where you can suck it out. You don't suck it in your mouth, but you suck it into like the tube. Yeah.
There's a stopper that stops going into your mouth.
Right.
I don't trust that stopper.
No. No. What is wrong with you?
Oh no, I with absolutely okay,
if you're
no
gonna
shame,
do that, just use a straw. Like don't waste your money on that.
So all right. I, with no shame, I used that multiple times with both of my children. Never once got snot into my mouth. That stopper works, damn it.
Yeah, no.
No.
Well, it's not just a winkle picker.
In any case, it's not a winkle picker.
All right. Brittany, where do you want to go?
God. I don't know where to go after that one. But
y'all need Jesus. Not sports and games and not pads.
Oh, yeah, because I don't need those. But I do need Buzz, and I haven't tried that in a while, so let's go there.
All right, we're going to Buzz. Brittany, what kind of candy is President Ronald Reagan's favorite?
Oh, he likes Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Jelly beans is a correct answer. Brittany, you've closed out Buzz. Brittany, you've done something amazing.
Yeah.
You have closed out sports and games, Buzz and fads, and not gotten a movie, TV, or music question, right?
It's less amazing because it's
checks.
Me.
Like, that checks. That really does track.
But, like, yeah. As a side note, there was a conversation in either draft suggestions or bracket suggestions about finding the best jelly bean. I ordered a bunch of jelly beans and then no one has said anything since. And Jay saw them and she's like, is this for a bracket? And I was like, maybe. To be determined.
What is that?
It's arguably the worst flavor of jelly bean, but it's Jeremy's favorite.
So here, fun story time with Chris. Leah and I did a distillery tour while we were in St. Augustine, the St. Augustine Distillery. Mm-hmm. And they use jelly beans as their way of kind of helping people understand the complexities of taste and how smell is a part of taste. And the jelly bean I got was buttered popcorn. And I was sitting there mad at myself because it should not taste like buttered popcorn. The consistency is not buttered popcorn, but damn it, it's buttered popcorn.
Can Alas, confirm.
Earwax.
So apparently we have to do a best jelly bean flavor.
I mean, so, I will be
Brittany,
informed
you,
if we do.
The empirical research. You put it together. Well, we'll do it.
Yeah, that's what I did it. Plus, it's a lot cheaper than doing that for Pop-Tarts.
So, I think I got a burnt one.
Left in the microwave too long.
I will find a jelly bean themed beer and host that.
I will buy, as long as I can buy like a mixed pack of Jelly Belly jelly beans that has all the flavors, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will
yeah.
literally sit here and pop one in my mouth and then give you my opinion live on the air.
Right.
That would be a fun all right. Patreon.
The first
bonus.
Ever live Boozy Bracketology. Yeah. Live opinion ranking. For me.
Mike, I think we're yep. back to you.
We are. I'm going to take TV.
You sure?
Not really.
Hey, Mike, what do you still need?
TV fads and Buzz.
Okay. If you do my movies and music, I'll do your Buzz and fads. Is that how this works?
If we combine yours
Hold on.
Against Jeremy, you would only need one TV question to win.
Mm-hmm. That's what exactly. So if you want to donate your Buzz and fads, then this TV wins it for me.
All right. Mike, here's your TV question. What actress did Bob Newhart wake up next to at the end of Newhart's final episode?
Suzanne Pleshette.
Suzanne Pleshette is a correct answer. And to this day, one of, if not the best ending to a TV show of all time.
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely.
Mike, with that, you are now just needing one in Buzz and one in Fads. Jeremy, I'm assuming we're going to Fads?
Yep.
Jeremy, what are the first names of the Hardy Boys?
Oh, jeez.
Hold on. Where is it?
No.
I'm just kidding. No, I read a lot of Hardy Boys books as a kid. So, my grandma used to buy me like the whole series. Those and the Boxcar Children. So I believe it's Frank and Joe.
Frank and Joe is a correct answer. And with that, Jeremy, you're gonna take home the win tonight, man. Nicely done. Nice
job, nice Jeremy.
Nice job.
Who would have thought that 30 years later?
Aww.
Those books would have come in handy.
Aw, yeah.
See, the real game would
I never read the
Could I course. Close out everything before Mike gets to closes up Buzz and Fads?
No.
No, not really. I could not do it. I already know this.
But, ladies and gentlemen, that is another episode of the Pub Trivia Experience. I can't speak for you three, but I had a hell of a good time tonight. Did you guys?
Oh, yeah. This is a blast. Great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I will take it. I will
Thanks
take
for letting
it.
Me crash.
If you enjoy, Brittany, it's never a crash. You're always a delight.
Yeah, absolutely. I was fully ready to lose to Jeremy, so just having Brittany along for the ride was a nice bonus.
Actually, if Brittany wasn't here, though, those questions would have gone a different way, possibly.
Yes.
Not that I don't want Brittany here. This is a fantastic. I'm glad you joined us. But I was thinking, I'm like, you know, some of those, like, if you just got to add them up, like, I wouldn't have gotten this one. I would have gotten this one, which I didn't know.
Right. You never know.
Yep.
Oh, that was a great show. If you enjoy the content that we bring you on a regular basis, each and every week here, you can head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/PTE Network. We'll get you all of our bonus content. Not just for the Pub Trivia experience, but Boozy Bracketology. There is hundreds of hours of bonus content out there right now, trivia and brackets for you to enjoy. Feel free to jump on there if you've got the financial means to support the show. Do that. That would mean the world to us. Listen, we appreciate you. Come hang out with us on our Discord server. Check the show notes for all of our social media information. But for the Pub Trivia experience, I've been Chris.
I've been Mike.
I've been Jeremy.
And I've been Brittany.
And we'll see you next week with a new episode. Until then, have a good one.